Welcome to the Health from Zanzi podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your guest host for this episode. In this episode, brought to you by the Red Meat Producers Organization, we cross over to our sister publication, Food from Zanzi's FIT podcast, where we chat to Dr. Shayna Lowe from the Red Meat Abattoir Association. In this episode, she explains how meat is checked and cleaned to protect us from sickness. We also talk about how meat stays safe from the farm to your kitchen, clear up some common misunderstandings about handling meat at home, and share easy tips to make sure that meat on your plate is healthy and good to eat. Dr. Shayna, lovely having you with us on the podcast.
Yes, thank you, Duncan. Thank you for having me, and thank you for this opportunity to just give a bit of background into meat safety and why it's important.
Definitely an important conversation. I'm looking forward to getting more insights from you in this episode. Maybe to start off, when we talk about meat safety, what exactly do we mean and why is it important for consumers?
Basically, meat safety refers to the measures that are taken to ensure that the meat that you consume is wholesome and it's fit for human consumption. So further elaborating on this means that it would be free from any harmful bacteria, any parasites, any chemical residues, and any other contaminants that could potentially lead to any foodborne illnesses.
I'm wondering, what steps do farmers take on the farm to make sure that the meat we buy as consumers is safe? I know there's quite a lot of steps that farmers implement, but maybe provide some perspective on that.
The steps that the farmers would take on the farm to ensure that the meat is safe is there's several biosecurity measures as well as animal welfare practices that can be implemented to promote meat safety as well as meat quality. So just a few of these would be your vaccinations of your livestock, as well as good veterinary practices, meaning the continuous on-site visits of veterinarians in the cases of ill animals, and then having the medication prescribed. The reason why this is important is that when the livestock is presented to the abattoir, as part of our regulations, we require a declaration of health. And on this declaration of health, you would basically indicate if the animal was vaccinated, if it was treated, with what medication was it treated, and what was that withdrawal period. The reason this withdrawal period is so important is because some of the medications that are used can have a residual effect in the meat. And that is why we would also then test the meat for these residues to ensure that what the consumer ends up with on their plate is safe and free from these residues. Other steps would include feeding regimes for your livestock, the water supply, avoiding contamination, making sure that your animals have access to clean water. And if the feed is out and it rains, it's important that the feed is cleaned out and replaced with clean feed, because there's also, for example, like mold or fungus that can grow in the feed, and that could also present as a residue in the meat. And also, very importantly as well, when I mentioned animal welfare practices, is very important to keep your animals stress-free, as stress has a significant impact on the quality of the meat. So those are just a few things that farmers can do to ensure that the livestock they supply to the abattoirs will be safe.
Well, Dr. Lowe, there's a lot that goes into ensuring meat safety before it actually reaches the plates of South Africans and even consumers in other parts of the world. I'm wondering, once the animal reaches the abattoir, what systems or checks are in place to ensure the meat stays safe all the way to our plates?
That is a great question with a lengthy answer. So in South Africa, the abattoir is responsible for the conversion of healthy livestock into meat and meat products. And in South Africa, the abattoir industry is governed by the Meat Safety Act 2000, so Act number 40 of 2000, as well as the regulations R107-2 of 2004, which was promulgated thereunder. So this legislation serves several important purposes. So most importantly, it implements measures to ensure the safety of meat and animal products, as well as it regulates the importation and exportation of meat. So our Meat Safety Act establishes and upholds essential national standards concerning the abattoirs to maintain the safety as well as the quality of meat throughout the production process. So within the Meat Safety Act and the regulations, we have what's called a hygiene management system. And this hygiene management system provides for measures taken to ensure the safety of the meat and the meat products throughout the production process. And within the hygiene management system, you get various programs. So you would get, for example, one for anti-mortem. So that is the inspection of the animals once they arrive at the abattoir to make sure that there are no abnormalities or signs of sickness and disease, and to ensure that this is a second step on top of what the producer is responsible for, but just to make sure that the animal is healthy for slaughter. Other programs include slaughter and dressing. Other programs include meat inspection, your cleaning and sanitation, and waste management programs, just to name a few. So when the animal reaches the abattoir has a hygiene management system. This is the minimum requirement according to our Meat Safety Act. For abattoirs that are exporting, most of them have international accreditation. So that would be your FSSC, ISO 22000 accreditation, which is one step above hygiene management system, which is then your food safety management system. And then it takes into a lot more requirements to meet our requirements of our trading partners. So within these programs, you get your procedures that you have in place. And this is the procedure that the abattoir will follow. And it will include things like your checklists and verification steps. And then just to give you an example of one of the programs would be, for example, anti-mortem. And with anti-mortem, it deals with the inspection of the animals prior to slaughter to ensure that they are healthy for slaughter. And then, like I mentioned earlier, your verification of that would be then the declaration of health that is required from the producer to check, you know, the medications that were used, the vaccinations that were used to ensure that the withdrawal periods are adhered to. And then the verification of this program would be then your residue monitoring. That is also a requirement in the regulations that the abattoir has its own residue monitoring program to test for substances like antibiotics, heavy metals, pesticides, etc. And then basically on this concept, we ensure that the product would be safe then for human consumption. So this is just one program that I'm speaking about, but there are multiple programs and all of them have the similar concept where you have your procedure, you have your checklist to ensure that your procedure is being followed, and then you have your verification step. Just another one, which is also very important, is to ensure that the product is safe and fit for human consumption, would be meat inspection. So you have an animal that is presented at an abattoir. It is rendered unconscious so that you can slaughter the animal, and then follows a procedure where it is slaughtered and dressed until you get the final product, which is your carcass. So along this step, which is also part of anti-mortem, which is meat inspection, is that along the production line, you have various stages where the product is inspected. So you will have inspection on the carcass. You will have inspection on the red offal, which is what we call the lungs, the liver, the heart. And then we have your inspection on the rough offal, which is your stomach and intestines, and then the spleen, and then as well as the head, the tongue, and the feet that needs to be inspected as well. That inspection is carried out by, it's an independent service, and they are called assignees. So, for example, you will have your MQAS or your Food Safety Agency, which is authorized by the Department of Agriculture to be at an abattoir to provide these inspection services to ensure that the product that ends up on your plate has been inspected and has been approved and is safe for human consumption. So the assignees play a very critical role in ensuring the safety of the product, and they provide the oversight at the abattoirs with your meat examiners, meat inspectors, as well as veterinarians as well.
Sure, Dr. Lo, it's absolutely amazing of work that goes into ensuring that the meat we consume is safe. I think just listening to you right now, I have absolute newfound respect for the abattoir industry and all the role players involved in it. You mentioned hygiene management systems, food safety management system, checklists and verification steps and various other inspection steps. So if I'm at the supermarket or butchery and I'm there to buy meat, how do I know it's safe? What should I as a consumer be looking out for?
All right. So what a consumer should look out for is establishments that are certified to handle those products. So under the Department of Agriculture, the abattoir is responsible for the livestock that comes in up until the carcass is dispatched. When that carcass is dispatched from the abattoir, it then falls under the Department of Health. And then any establishment that's dealing with further processing of that meat would then need a certificate of acceptability. That's one thing that you can look out for if they are certified to handle and further process those products. And then also to buy from reputable retailers and registered butcheries. So at the abattoir level, once inspection has been completed, the carcass will receive an approval stamp. And that's something usually you can see on the meat that you purchase from a store. So that stamp needs to be there because that is the sign that it has been inspected and it's been approved for human consumption and it's passed its inspection. And then also very important for the consumer is to always make sure that you check the cold chain integrity. So meat should always be stored at the correct temperature. And if there's a broken fridge, or that shouldn't be something where you would want to take meat from, just because that cold chain has not been maintained. And then the risk for bacterial growth, which could lead to food poisoning, becomes a lot higher. So also something for a consumer to check is the hygiene practices at that place, you know. So similarly, like at an abattoir, we have a cleaning and sanitation program. There should be something like that in place to ensure that everything is handled hygienically and they are cleaning and the products that you're using are safe for a food establishment, as well as there will be no residues on the meat. So always the provision for cleaning is a good indicator. And then also if you're vacuum packing or sealing your products, there should be no sign of leakage or a bad odor. And then also, very importantly, always check the expiry date on the packaging as well as the labeling of that packaging.
Dr. Shena, I am enjoying having this conversation with you, and I think it's quite helpful to those that will be listening. Maybe it's time to settle a debate that has torn families for generations. Many people believe you should wash your raw meat before cooking. Fact or myth, and why?
So myth. Washing of your meat is not recommended. So I'll take you back to the abattoir environment and then explain why it shouldn't be done at home. So in an abattoir, obviously there is the risk, but abattoirs have steps in place to mitigate the risk of contamination. So there's various sorts of contamination to the meat product, which would be, for example, like hair or fecal contamination, or if you accidentally punctured the stomach and then you get stomach contents. So when the product undergoes inspection, we do not wash any contamination of the product. It needs to be trimmed off by a meat inspector. So the reason why we do not recommend washing your meat at home is that if there is a chance that there was contamination on that product, you risk the chance of spreading that contamination onto your kitchen utensils, onto kitchen surfaces, onto other food, when you're washing and you're splashing the water from washing your meat. This is also the reason why it's also advisable to cut your meat and vegetables on separate cutting boards with separate knives to ensure that there's no cross-contamination from the one product to the other.
Let's stay on misconceptions. What are some other misconceptions about meat safety that you'd maybe like to clear up for consumers?
So just a few off the top of my head. One would be, which I've heard some people say, is that if it smells fine, it's safe to eat. So that is not true. There are some harmful bacteria which don't affect your smell and or appearance of the meat. So definitely don't just eat something because you think it smells fine. There are harmful bacteria that don't have a smell and they don't change the appearance of the meat. Another one would be if you're buying meat from an informal source, it may be cheaper and it's maybe just as good. The only thing about this is that our Meat Safety Act and the regulations do make provision for slaughter for own consumption as well as religious and cultural purposes. Where the abattoir has the benefit is that we provide for meat inspection services. So yes, if you find meat that is cheaper or you think it's just as good, it might not be regulated and there may not be an inspection service that was done. And this can cause a risk to the consumer in terms of foodborne illnesses. Another one is that if you see, you know, the pink or red blood, you know, that's coming from cooked meat, that means it's raw. That is not the case as well. So color isn't always an accurate indicator of the cooking stage of meat. So it would always be ideal to use a food thermometer to check that your food is appropriately cooked. One last one is that if you leave meat out for a few hours, it's still fine. That one is a bit of a dangerous one, especially with the warm climate that we have in South Africa.
Yeah.
There is a danger zone where, yes, there are bacteria that can grow in cooler environment, but there's also bacteria that thrive in ambient temperature environment. So if you leave meat out, there is a potential that the meat will have bacteria that will multiply, which could further the risk of having a foodborne illness.
Very helpful indeed. Finally, Doctor, if you could give one simple piece of advice for consumers to prepare and enjoy meat with confidence, what would that be?
I first want to say that the Meat Safety Act does make provision for the conversion of healthy livestock into a wholesome product that is fit for human consumption. So I always want to emphasize the fact that if you're purchasing from a store that's supplied by an abattoir, you already have the confidence that that meat is safe for human consumption. But as advice for consumers, I'll keep it simple. If in doubt, throw it out. Your safety will always start with your smart choices, and it starts with where you source your meat from and then how you store it and how you prepare it.
There you have it. When in doubt, throw it out. Dr. Shayna Lowe, veterinarian at the Red Meat Abattoir Association. Thank you for joining this episode of the Health of Mzansi podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanzi.co.za or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanzi.co.za. This is the Health of Mzansi podcast and your ears always invited.